I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aftermess.
It is the Aftermess podcast, not brought to you by Trader Joe's, but look what we got here.
Oh, I totes agree with you.
Big shout out to the morning messengers, Catherine, aka Kathy, and yes. Angelina. We were talking about it on air, and I said I wanted one just to have one because it's the hottest item on these rough streets of Arcadia.
Yes.
These Trader Joe tote bags, they're going for like $3. And I just, someone DM'd me. People are selling them on Facebook Marketplace for $100.
All you had to go.
$100 for this?
$100.
All you had to go.
You can't sell it. It was a gift, bro.
No, I'm not going to sell it. No, it's all good. All you had to do was go to Tolleson, and they have them full in stock. Yeah, everyone lives in fear of the Trader Joe's.
And Tolleson, it says Trader Jose's.
I'll take it.
Trader Joey's.
That is so sweet of you guys, man.
Yeah,
morning
super
messages.
Super sweet. I mean, that happened within like almost minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it was just so shocking because I was in the studio and you guys went out to meet with them, and I didn't expect them to bring JD and I one. You know, like you reached out or you're like, hey, hit me up if you have one. I didn't expect anything of it. So it was so nice of them to go to war for us as well.
And we were talking about how online the colors, and JD, I want a blue one. You said you wanted a green one.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll take like a neutral color one or the pink one for Gia Bella. And that's exactly what she brought, not knowing. I was like, how perfect is that? So shouts to you, and shouts to your cousin or nephew, Joe, just got accepted to Yale.
Hell yeah.
University.
My alma mater. My alma mater.
JD swears he went to Yale.
I did.
Bro.
I have proof, documentation, literally, that I went there.
Oh, man. So Joe, congratulations. He went to Carl Hayden High.
Hey, Falcons.
There you go. Big shout. Your mom went there, huh?
My mom went there. That's how I know that.
Big shout to Falcons. Joe, congratulations. And he wants a Raffy hat to remember Phoenix. So I'm getting you that Raffy hat and some more surprises, Joe. Anywho, let's get to the podcast. I mean, this just happened minutes ago, so we're kind of just laughing about that happened.
Just hilarious. We're to the point, by the way, because you didn't mention it, that Joey's saying no to people that are like, hey, can we bring you by one? And you're like, no, we already have them. Like, people are in your DMs, like, yeah, saying that they want to bring you them.
How nice is that? We have the best listeners. Hey, these are pretty strong bags.
Like, I know, did you really try? Nice.
I did not know how.
I know you like to tug it.
Tiny.
Like, tug at this, JD. This is a strong ass bag.
This could fit a lot of grapefruit and a lot of in season things.
A lot smaller than I thought,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah.
Like, what could you really put in this? Like a six pack of like little.
Yeah, like a six pack of High Noons or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good little purse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at it. Yeah. Look how cute.
Very quaint.
This is
very
cute
cutesy.
Gia. All right, back to the podcast. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, we had a conversation on the air, how I was talking to this one girl. We don't talk, I think we went out like one time, literally like one time. And I was thumbing through Instagram and I saw, you know how sometimes you'll see a meme or a phrase someone puts out and you can see the people that liked it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the meme was from a girl saying, I want to meet the man that I can spend the rest of my life with, but only see him 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the girl that I went out on one day with, she liked it. And I'm like, oh, what? Like, to me, if I find the person, God blesses me with the person that I can spend the rest of my life with, and I only saw them twice a week, that wouldn't fill my cup. So I asked the show, and you guys had different answers. And then we took it to the air, and everybody was all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think me and this girl would be compatible, and I thought it because me and Cian are both Libras. We overthink a lot of shit.
Yep, and we can't make a decision to save our lives.
So I was thinking if this girl wanted to, now my magic number, we asked each other, what's your magic number? If like you meet your person, how many times do you want to see him a week? Mine was 5. I want to see my person like 5 times a week. One day you could go with your friends, I'll go with my friends. And then obviously if I met someone, they're meeting my children, I would have went one day just with my children. So I'd say 5. 5 days would be good for me. Now, if I met this girl and she went 2 and we're really having this chemistry, who knows? Maybe we would do 3.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe crazy world 4. And then it would be a great opportunity to kind of... But we just said like, okay, what if her number is 2? She won't change that. I'm not compatible with that.
Yeah, because there's a difference between it being 2 and then it changing over time of like, okay, I'm really into this person. Let's see each other 3, four, five, and leading up to that.
But if it was a hard two,
yeah, then that's a deal breaker.
I don't want to be with a person that wants to see me twice a week. That to me is like, I need more of it. Now, I asked JD. JD, your number was?
Mine was three.
Three.
Yeah.
You're not too far off from this. Now, this girl's a cutie pie. Yeah. I obviously not compatible with me, but I'll give you her number.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, you guys would be compatible.
Yeah, mine was pretty based on kind of how I grew up, because I grew up in a, you know, a single parent household. I'm very much so used to doing things by myself.
Right.
I'm talking from the age of 15 and on. So we, me and Joey have a quote of like dating ourselves. You know, I've been trying to tell Joey, dude, go to the movies by yourself. Go get some food by yourself. It shouldn't be like this thing that people make it out that it's like a pathetic thing.
Or I did it a couple times this week, yes. JD.
It's hard to be alone with your thoughts.
It really is. Yeah. And I don't like to.
Right, exactly.
Because every time I do, I kind of get into a dark place. Like, why am I here? Why am I single again? Why am I in another failed relationship? You know, why? And I just don't want that. I don't want to get to that place. But I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. I had an enjoyable little lunch. I just stood busy with emails and stuff. But is that count? Like, if you said date yourself, take yourself out. I did take myself out. I went to work out. Then I went, got a bite to eat by myself. But I just got to almost like post and emails. Does that count or does that work? Because when you say take yourself out, is it to like unplug?
Yes. And I think I'm just so used to doing things by myself that I don't require conversation. And I guess my side question to you, because as you were like talking about it, my wonder was, have you always been a relationship person?
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Sienna?
Yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys, I'm not going to say you rely on conversation, but I think you enjoy conversation and you enjoy, like, I love to be left alone.
Right.
Like, that's how I unplug.
Yeah.
So for me, it's important that I have my own space too. Like, if I knew you were in the other room, I wouldn't feel like I'm getting the me time. You know, it sounds so selfish, but I think I'm just so used to it.
I don't think it's selfish. I think you're a three. You got to find a three. I'm a five. I got to find a five.
And I think my girl would say the same thing.
Because you're compatible and she wants to only see you 3-4 times a week.
Yes. And we have like the person that I'm looking for, we're both driven and maybe we have demanding jobs. Like the job we have here is very demanding. The time that we'd be able to spend together would probably be limited. Let's say my future wife is, you know, making this $1 billion business, which she will. You know, she
obviously it's called manifestation, kids.
I might only see her 3 times a week.
That's a good point.
So like,
but if she's your wife, are you living with her?
Yes, but we'll have such a big house that we'll have wings, you know? So it's kind of like you have your wing, I have my wing, and you know, we'll watch movies together.
This house is going to be so big. It's going to be 7th Street in Thomas and 7th Avenue in Thomas. It's just like that big.
But the thing is, I know deep down in my heart, with as independent as I am, if I find the right woman, I will be like Sienna and I will want to hang out with that person all the time.
What I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I think we have to normalize and we have to start a thing on this show. When you meet somebody, you know how there's numerology and what are you, a 4 or 5? Fuck that. The numbers is 1 to 7. How many times do you want to see your person a week?
Mm. Yeah.
Like if you went on a date, like what's your number? What do you mean? How many times do you want to see me if we're exclusively dating? Mm-hmm. Because if you're a 2 and I'm a 6, we're not compatible off top.
I agree. And think of the things like, let's say, and I'll just use myself for an example. Let's just say my future wife, billionaire wife, she doesn't like concerts, which is okay.
Right.
Like she doesn't like music. So that eliminates one thing where we could hang out. So that's you'll
take a friend.
Yes. For me, I enjoy going to sporting events. Maybe she doesn't like sports or that's not her thing or she's busy. That's another night.
That's not a deal breaker.
That's not a deal breaker.
But spending time with your person.
Yes. But yeah.
But what if you went on a date, right? Mm-hmm. And you really, really enjoyed this girl. You're like, God, we're mm-hmm. in sync. We're attracted to each other. We have the same morals, religion. We think everything, but she's a 6.
And she wants to hang out all the time. I don't know. It's a matter of how much pressure that person puts on you too. Like, I don't
think it's pressure. I just think it's the attraction of wanting to be with that person. Like, you shouldn't feel like it's a burden, chore, or pressure to see that person 6 times a week.
I agree with that.
And if that's the case, she's not for you. But is that because if you're, what's your number?
3.
You're a 3. I'm a 5. Sienna's a...
an 8.
She's an 8. Yeah.
She's a Velcro. She just wants to be fucking attached to her husband's back.
Yeah, I know. I literally do that before we go to bed. It's funny. I have this like new little bratty thing that I do that if I don't get my way, I just tell my husband, you don't love me. So like if I want to cuddle before he goes to bed and he's like, no, I need to turn over because he's a stomach sleeper. I'm just putting his business out there like that. But he like turns over and he turns away from me and I'm like, you don't love me. And I just make it so dramatic.
That's an 8.
That's an 8 right there.
But if you were single and you met a guy and he said, I'm a 3, and you're like, I'm an 8, there's no way.
Yeah, I just want to be with my person. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I lose myself in that person. I still have my independence. I still go to all my 10 jobs. I still go hang out with my friends by without my husband, by myself. He does the same thing. He might want to go to a sporting event that I don't even care for, so I'll let him go. So we still have that good balance of like we have our independent lives, but we still know we're each other's person to where we come home to each other and we genuinely enjoy each other's company.
But I feel like even when you guys didn't live together, you were an 8.
Yeah, we were always still, always. I pretty much lived when he was living with his parents. When we were in our early 20s, pretty much lived at that house.
Dude, what
him.
Is it?
I'm a 5, but if I met a girl that was a 6 or 7, I could adapt to that because I would love that love. Mm. I love, like you said, I grew up in relationships. I would love to be with a person that just wants to be with me all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, for some people, they're like, ew, da, da, da. It doesn't mean you spend all day with them.
Yeah.
You see them at one point during the day. Mm-hmm. You have dinner or breakfast, or I'm going out with my boys, but would you like to do lunch? Because I want to see you today.
Yeah.
So I could do 6 days.
Mm. Yeah, because there's days where I don't even see Ivan, my husband. I will come home and it's probably like 10 p.m., depending if it's like a Saturday. Say I have work and then I go with my friends and then I don't see him all day. So I have that independence of I didn't see you all day. I had my alone time. I had my friends. And then I'll see him the next.
But you guys are fucking married, dude.
Yeah, it's a little different than married. But that's why I asked. I could tell when they weren't married. I bet you they were there every day.
Yeah.
All day.
I just genuinely love hanging out with Ivan. Like, if I'm not with him, I'm like, dang, I wish he was here because we'd have fun together. Yeah. Like, I genuinely love hanging out with him as a person. Not just my romantic partner, but like my best friend. Yeah.
I know. You guys sometimes, you ever notice they treat each other like friends sometimes?
Yeah. It's the I'm best.
Like, but y'all get freaky and shit. Like, this is weird. Yeah. But you guys
they
are
have
like,
the best relationship.
It's so crazy. Like, they talk to each other like normal friends. I'm like, this is fucking weird. I thought like, you guys were in love.
Big dog. Like, he'll tap me up and be like, what's up, big dog? And one of his friends was like, did you just call her big dog? And I was like, yeah, I'm not offended.
On some homie shit. I'm like, I don't know if this is throwing me off.
Homie lover friend.
Yeah.
There the homie go. Lover friend. It mm-hmm. works, man. I tried. I when I talk to a girl and they'll ask me, they're like, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm looking for a homie lover friend. Like, I'm not really into like, you know, we have to have a wedding and all that shit. I'm looking for a homie lover friend where we could enjoy each other and be the corny line, be each other's forever plus one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this shit right here. Her and Ivan.
It's very difficult. And she flaunts it and shit in our face all she really the fucking does. Time.
Yeah, I don't know how I got so lucky.
We're a 3-person show. We always have to ask for 4 because Ivan's going to come and she has to be with her Ivan. And if she doesn't bring Ivan, then we get mad. Like, where's Ivan at?
Yeah.
That's literally the thing. Celeste Arafi, she was kind of, she had my back because everyone, when I went to this event, they're like, where's Ivan? Where's Ivan? And she's like, oh my God, why is everyone asking for Ivan? Sienna's here. And I was like, I know, sometimes it'd be like that, but it's all good. Sometimes it really be like that, but it's all good. I mean, as long as he's accepted and loved, then that's all I can ask for. Because imagine if everyone hated him.
Ivan's amazing. I've worked with some radio partners in these 30 years of radio, which I didn't like their partners.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring him around if I knew people hated him. I'd be like, you stay home. Yeah. You stay home.
I would tell you, like, no, he has to stay home. Yeah. Because I've had to do that with some partners. Like, no, they always spoil the party or they get drunk or they start shit or he starts an argument with you. Oh, it got bad. But Ivan is just wonderful. No, I just love your love. It's just amazing how it's just genuine, man.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That there's 8 like, is a hard 8.
I know.
It's like, a hard 8.
Like
it's
if someone asks him, like, I'm a hard 8.
It's their friendship that takes it that extra day.
Yeah, you know,
like I can't do the 2 7. Though. Like, what's the point? To me, it's like 2 days. Like, God bless, you know. But that to me is like, well, if we're gonna do once or twice a week, then we're just dating. I'm gonna date other people. You date other people, and it's not serious.
Yeah, because you're just texting and FaceTiming. I mean, you did long distance and stuff, but I feel like what's the difference of that being long distance? Because people struggle with long distance because they don't get to see their person in person. Mm-hmm. So, what's the point of you have someone here 20 minutes away from you, and you're like, I'll see you twice a week.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, so that would work for JD if he got into a long distance because if he finds a 3,
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. all right. But, you know, a long distance will be a little tougher. But if you got to a point where I'll see you this weekend, I'll mm-hmm. fly down, and then you fly down the other weekend, then that's around a 2 or 3.
Yeah, I mean, that works for you.
Friday to Sunday.
I think, my threshold over the years has gotten bigger as far as, like, man, 10 years ago, I really didn't want to hang out with someone, whereas now I'm probably a little bit more open. I don't know what it is, dude. I'm just so used to it. I can't explain it.
Bro, there's a lot of threes out there.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a lot. That girl that I went out with was a 2.
It's not disrespectful because I feel like people are phrasing it like a 3 is that I don't want to see you. It's just more of a, I don't know, a realist view. It's just harsh. I don't know. I feel bad saying it. Mm-hmm. You know? Because when you say 8, I'm like, fuck. Like, I mean, that's great. And I believe you. But for some reason, I'm so used to that.
What he really wants to say, damn, I've been pussy whooped. Yeah. Wow. <I know. laughs> Serious, bro?
Really? You'd actually want to spend time with a woman?
No, God forbid.
You know what? It goes the other side too. I'm just saying it. No, I'm just so used to that's how I unplug. That's how I get back to neutral. I have to know I'm by myself. Like, I have to rot.
Do you think this is going to sound harsh?
You're ready, Harry.
Do you think you could like end up by yourself forever? Like just not have a person? Happy.
I don't even think it's a bad thing.
He's like, thank God.
I know. So I don't have to pay for an extra coffin. I'm good here.
Because there are so many things that I...
Just you, yourself, and you.
Yeah, can you make this coffin tinier, smaller? Yeah. So there's no way anybody can get in this with me if they decide
they're going to... Gravestone, one
name. Yeah. I want the coffin right to my nose, right where my elbows are, just in case this crazy bitch that dies after me wants to be buried on top of me. Yeah,
don't need that.
Don't want it.
You just let them go. You see, I don't even need to be here. They could have had that question by themselves. The answer is yes. Yeah, I do. Like, I feel like, man, I'm so used to traveling by myself. I'm so used to hanging out with myself. It sounds loner. I don't know what the fuck he's laughing at behind the...
Harry, what's your number, Harry?
I would say 4.
4? Okay.
How is 4 any different than 3?
Because I'm 5.
Yeah.
If I'm a 5.
Obviously the number is different.
Yeah, that's like, okay, this is the compromise. If I'm a 5 and the girl was a 3, a 4 would be cool with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think it's different with the layers of where your relationship's at. Obviously, if you're just starting to get to know each other, yeah, once or twice doesn't sound crazy to me. And then once you start dating, I think it kicks up to a 4. Of like, you're wanting mm-hmm. to see that
I'd
person.
I'd be okay with a 4.
And then when you get married, you're with them every day. So I think it's mm-hmm. just the tears as well. But mm-hmm. yeah, so.
I wonder, can we play the same game with each other? Like what we would be to each other, how many days we would want to hang out with each other out of 7?
Yeah, because we're about 5.
Yeah, we hang
out
at 5.
We're at 5s right now.
We're at 5s right now. I'm sometimes in a perfect relationship 6. With you guys.
Yeah, look at us go.
I get you guys for 5 days and fuck off. I'll see you in 3 days, 2 days.
Sometimes 6 or sometimes the whole week
sometimes
if we
7.
Have an event
yeah.
on,
yeah.
The, on Saturday and Sunday.
How many do you want to? And don't do the obvious thing where you're like just 1 for me because I already know you guys are going to try to do that. But what would we be for each other?
No, I don't mind hanging out with you guys. I'm good with 5 days. And then if I see you guys on the weekends, cool with me.
Are we 8s?
We're 8. We're 8s, guys.
We're 8. Are we a hard 8 or a soft one?
No, we're hard 8.
Soft 8s.
No,
soft
hard.
Cheating.
No, hard 8s. We are erected.
Yikes. What was that?
What's like a new girl when she's like, we're the sex fist just pushing our way through. And they're like, stop doing that. And she's like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
We are not the fisters. Okay? We are not that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
We're fun.
Yeah. We can go to the wheel of advice if you guys want.
Let's do it.
Okay, sure.
Let's do it.
Sienna didn't like her spin last time, so you got to really give it a spin.
I have
this
to
time.
Give it. Mm. Yeah. I got to, you know? You know?
You need to fist that wheel.
Fist.
Fist that oh, yeah, wheel. Harry joined in on that.
All right, we need an intro.
We need to have that
a sponsor,
for
perhaps.
Yeah. Brought to you by Raffy Hot Girl.
I was like, or fruit punch.
Fisted on accident. All right. Woo-hoo. Oh god.
Now you gotta spin the wheel with your fist from now on.
Okay. That's gonna be kind of hard.
Okay. No. Okay. Ask the question, then we'll do the fist that wheel intro, and then you fist it.
Okay. This is from Jessica in Buckeye. She said, my situationship of 2 years just got engaged to someone else, but they're still texting me saying they made a mistake. Part of me wants to expose them, and part of me still loves them.
Oh.
What would you do?
This is a girl about a guy?
Yeah, this is a girl about a guy.
Okay. All right, it's time to
fist that wheel.
I fist it. Give it a good fist.
This is my fist.
All right. Ah, wow. Wait, where's the... How are we going to know who it lands on?
Wait, yeah, where's the fucking thing?
Wow,
wait,
we're
good...
not going to decide. Okay. Okay, right? Okay,
Joey. We don't have an arrow on the wheel.
Where did it go? Wow.
Someone fisted the hell out of this wheel the last time.
The whole wheel's here. Where's the one piece?
That one job, Fister.
Dang, the siphon. Good bit.
A little inconvenient.
You took out a battery out of one of the fucking cameras. I'm gonna take the rubber thing off the.
It'd be a shame if you didn't have the
up
arrow
right now.
He said, "Hee."
Well played.
Got him.
What should she do? Okay, so
her situation is engaged to someone else.
He left her.
Yes. Well, I don't know that it doesn't give the context there. It just says the situation of 2 years just got engaged to someone else, but he's still texting her saying that he's made a mistake.
So he left her for another girl. Now he's engaged with a new girl.
Correct.
Yeah,
but he made a mistake.
They were in a situationship, so they weren't official.
Okay.
Official.
Oh,
so
my God.
She expose him? Should
Honey,
she...
that is hard situation you're in, because the first wonder I have is, do you still love him?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you still love this guy? Because we've seen many rom-coms are like this.
This is the rom-com.
Right? Mm-hmm.
The rom-com, the love, like, the
hey, is,
end
is
love?
This a Notebook kind of situation with
no,
the Notebook?
No, because she seemed very happy. That bitch. She seemed
she was
very
a bitch,
happy.
Right?
That was a great guy. Great job.
Right. Build a fucking house.
Oh, wait. Who are we talking about? Are we talking about Noah or are we talking about the like army?
The army guy.
Guy.
He was a army great
dude.
Guy.
He was a great guy.
Treated yes. her well. Nice guy. He's just fucking sitting at his desk while this bitch.
Just, hey, chill. Yeah. Hey, cool it over hey, there.
Go fist
yeah,
JD
cool
real
it,
quick.
Buddy. Don't want to do that.
She's going to go some fuck some guy who's building a house right now. She's
fist like, that Caucasian. Yeah.
Proceed.
Man, this is a difficult one, because if you love this guy and you truly feel like obviously he made a mistake, I don't know if he left you, if he cheated on you to be with this other woman and now he regrets it. Oh, man.
Let's just say he didn't cheat.
He didn't
Let's
cheat.
Let's just say this is like
it was a situationship.
Yes.
He dated someone else.
So
they
he was
fell in love,
messing around with this wifey,
yes.
right?
Like yeah.
And they're engaged to get married. Now he doesn't want to get married.
He's texting her. He must be texting her saying like he's making a mistake. So should she be a girl's girl and like expose
well,
him?
Well, see, what I'm doing is I'm putting myself in that situation. I'm messing with this girl. And I've dated. So I'm thinking of a girl that I was dating. It didn't work out with me. And she meets another guy. They're engaged. And she's hitting me up and saying, I made a mistake. I'm engaged. I don't want to get engaged. I miss you.
Your mm-hmm. best situationship. Great conversation.
The best situation.
Yeah, your greatest
oh,
conversation.
Man. I would tell her, you tell the guy, but I would tell if it was me, I was like, you need to call off that wedding. Because whether it's me or not, this is unfair to that person.
Yes.
Take myself out of it. You need to call off this wedding for now. Then you need time to yourself. So if you call off the wedding today, I'm not getting with you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You need to call off that wedding. You need to talk to your mom or dad or your closest friend. Take time to yourself. Don't see him. Don't see me for a while. And then take a week or 2 weeks off and then call me and say, how do you feel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm also thinking, too, if they were both situated, like if you're the guy and you have the girl you're marrying and then the situationship who's hitting us up, mm-hmm. like he chose another girl over you.
Right.
So I feel like that's also a little telling. Even though he's like, I made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. He still made his choice. So for me, that would be like, okay, I was second choice anyway. So mm. now you're coming crawling
the
back.
The grass wasn't greener.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't like that. And then.
That's true. I don't yeah. want to be a second choice. But what if you still love this person?
I bet you it was the bedroom life. That's why he's like, I made a mistake. Because I bet you they were just
the fiancé sucks.
Yeah, mm. I bet you they were just compatible. Because that's really what your situationship shit is. Yeah. It's really just someone
okay,
that
so,
you love banging.
Okay, so first, call off the wedding because you're not ready for that. And second, Sienna's right. I don't want to be second. I don't want to be second choice. I'm like, you need to call off the wedding. And I don't want to be second choice.
Yeah, and as fucked up as it sounds, not that I agree with it, and whatever happens after is their business, but I feel like it could work out in her favor anyway if he leaves, if she outs this mm-hmm, guy and mm-hmm. is like, hey, girl, he still wants me. They call off the engagement, and then they could just get back together. So she's kind of not in a horrible situation if she's still in love with the guy. I don't know. Is that me just like overthinking it? Because I'm like, yes. She could end. I feel like she could end up back with him.
I don't know.
Even if she calls off the wedding.
Ask Sienna.
Ask little Sienna up here. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like she could be like, hey, girl, this guy sucks. He still wants me. Don't get married to him. Okay, cool. That girl calls off the wedding. And then he'll just come crawling back and she'll be like, oh my God, I still love you. And they end up together anyway. So it's like, it's
either or.
Either or. She kind of has a win.
It comes down to that she still loves him, right?
Exactly. So it's like, if she wants to take him back.
You can really kill that relationship and you wouldn't want him back, dude, what Sienna said. But.
Yeah.
Other Sienna, Sienna one, you were second choice.
Your second choice.
So why, you got to know your worth.
Exactly. I wouldn't just.
You're right.
But I would still kind of want to out him because I don't want that girl to look stupid. I don't want her to marry a guy that's fucking her over behind her back. So I would still want
Have you been put in this situation?
No.
Because I'm thinking of a situation that I was in where a girl chose another guy and she would have called it I want me. But I was kind of in love with her. Yeah, I would
he's
have
in love
taken
with
her
you.
Back.
If he's texting you, he's in love with you or he's a dirtbag cheater.
But yeah, then why did he choose the other girl if he's over here like, I made a mistake.
Because he thought the grass was greener.
He thought the grass was greener.
Yeah, the grass was greener. I wonder what like, so Jessica who emailed us, I wonder what her best friend maybe says. Like, do you ask your best friend? Because your best friend knows. Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. If she's emailing us, she's already told.
Yeah, the best
at
friend.
At least her best friend.
I would tell my friend, just if you feel like it's morally correct to out the guy, do it. But I wouldn't want my best friend to get back with this guy.
About orally.
Sienna's the best.
Like, orally correct.
Yeah. Morally or orally.
So if Sienna, if you're this girl's best friend and you know.
Like, don't get back with this man. Yeah. Do not. That's what I would want for my best friend is to not get back with him.
And usually people do the opposite. So.
Okay. So then I have to do reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Get back with this man. No, do not do that. You know.
Yeah,
that's
a good question. Yeah, because if I were the best friend, I would tell my boy, yeah, fuck that girl.
If he calls off the wedding, that girl's not going to stay with him. There's just no chance. There's no chance, right? Mm-hmm.
So do we come to a consensus of outing him
at
least?
What the fuck are we
going to
do here, Jess? Hold on.
I wouldn't. It's either whether she's in love with it. If you're in love with him, you can be petty and tell the girl to fuck his shit up. Or you know your worth and be like, you know what? I'm not fucking with you. I'm not telling her. That's your fault.
Yeah, you could also just not get involved whatsoever.
Not get involved. Why are you going to tell the girl? Yeah. I mean, it sucks for the girl, but he left you for the girl. And did the girl know that she was the side chick?
Yeah, maybe they both knew they were like the competitors in the game. Maybe.
I don't know. She was the side chick. I ain't telling you shit. You deserve this. Mm-hmm. How you found him is how you lost him.
Yeah.
Block him? I guess you kind of have to block him.
Block or cock. You got to do soon. What's her name?
Monday show. Block or cock.
602.
805.
0101. Block or cock.
Harry sat up in his chair real quick with that one.
Harry, what would you do? Block or cock?
Sticky cock word. For sure. There you go.
He's team cock. Yeah. All right, let's just do that. All right, JD, block or cock?
I'm going to go with block.
Block.
I'm block.
I am with the cock good.
You know it.
It was good.
You know it.
I'll just go against the grain. Team cock.
Okay.
Team cock.
Team cock. All right. Give the cock another shot. All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us
today. What a lovely show we had.
What'd you do at work today?
We played with our totes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Thanks again to Catherine and Angelina. We appreciate y'all, man.
Yes.
We'll see you back on the radio. Morning Mess. We're out.
Bye.
The After Mess.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.